Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
It's You Better You Bet with Ken Barkley and Nick Ashew on BetQL.
I don't disagree with Scal and his love for the Grizzlies, man. Like, honestly, the more I watch that team play, I don't think they're winning like title this year or anything, but that is a team that is trending in the right direction. And Ja Morant, I was a fan of him before he got drafted, and people thought it was crazy when I said he's going to have a better career than Zion Williamson. And I certainly feel good about saying that right now, because he has turned that team into a legit contender. They're like, what, 31-15 right now? They're third in the West. I mean, this is a legit team that they've got in Memphis right now.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would be surprised to look at the standings and see them ahead of Utah, who I think everyone just assumes is going to be like a top 2-3 record in the West at the end of the year, and just hasn't worked out that way because Phoenix and Golden State and Memphis are so strong that the difference between those four teams is going to be minor, and the advantage of being the one might be end up being extremely significant. That Scal did a great job of framing, not just that he likes Memphis, but in both conferences, we actually have kind of a weird opportunity for the two best teams in each conference to play each other in the second round. Actually, totally possible that it could end up playing out like that with Brooklyn and Milwaukee, especially now with Durant being hurt. Like, what if Brooklyn's the three, Milwaukee's the two? You can say, like, well, Chicago's the one. I might make an argument for another team here in a couple minutes that I think could be the one. And then in the West, Phoenix and Golden State very easily be the two and the three with how Memphis is playing right now. So it just... It ends up, the probabilities end up working out in a very strange way when, like, the four most likely teams to win the title all play each other before the conference finals. Like, it actually, the probabilities get a little wacky when that happens, because it allows for some kind of unexpected results if you have some of these other kind of like fringe teams that are pretty good. But I'm with you on Memphis. It's worth noting just their futures prices, just for people who are like, well, I want to bet on them. 14-1 to win the West right now. Scott mentioned to you, he had like, what, 36 or something from, you know, obviously prior to the 10-game winning streak, I'm going to guess, is probably when he put that bet in, when they were kind of languishing in the like 6, 7, 8 spots in the Western Conference. But I agree with you. One of the great predictors, the NBA is like the only league that really works like this. Like, one of the really, really great predictors of winning the title is just regular season success. Honestly, like, been true every year for decades. If you don't win a lot in the regular season, probably means you have some flaws, probably means they're going to get exposed in a playoff series against somebody. And if Memphis can sort of reach what's sort of like a magical threshold of like 70% in a regular season winning percentage, like, they go on a short list of teams that are going to win the title at the end of the year. I mean, that's obviously how it works. So the fact that they're in that mix, even, they may not get there, but the fact that they're even in that mix with, you know, probably 5 or 6 other teams are going to end up being meeting that threshold this year is insanely impressive. So an MVP with Morant is obviously a part of that. And I know that's a conversation that I was looking forward to having here.
Yeah, he's right now sitting at 16-1 with Bet Rivers to win the MVP. Before we get to this, do you have any leans real quick on either of the NBA games tonight? Because there are two, and that's it. Or is this a night where you're watching like Chinese basketball or some other stuff from far away? That you're,
Chinese basketball.
I swear to God, dude. So I have a friend. He's been on a heater. Like I'm getting so angry because it's just making
you
me
have
angry.
A friend who's on a heater betting Chinese basketball.
He's parlaying like basketball overseas and winning. What does he like tonight?
I'll look.
I'll see what we got here. He's got
one of the great moments in who he play for history. One of the great moments that the Charles and Shaq game. I think it was either the first iteration or the second iteration. I wish I could remember the name of the player, but it's like a player is like who he play for. And it's, you know, some like fringy kind of role player that's like pretty well known. And Charles has like no clue and puts like something really random and it's wrong. And then Shaq turns his piece of paper around and was like fed the answer, but it's very funny. And it's like the Guangdong Tigers. And he has the characters all written for like the name of the team. And he's like, what's up, Ni Hao, everybody? And he like runs around the studio. It was just absolutely incredible. So whenever you say Chinese basketball, I'm always just like, oh yeah, like that happens sometimes. Sometimes some former NBA players end up there, sometimes for a lot of money.
So here's the parlay that my friend, whose name will not be mentioned, sent me this morning. And it was at 10:04 this morning I got the text. And he took the over 160.5 of KGC and the LG Sackers. I don't know what that is. Then the second one,
like
he nailed
it. This is like Mad Libs of basketball teams. This is
I swear to you, man. This is the most unbelievable thing ever. Over 198.5 of the Liaoning Flying Leopards and the Guangzhou Long Lions. Then he also nailed the under 203.5 on the Shenzhen Leopards and Zhangjiang Golden Bulls. Yeah. There's lots of leopards playing each other.
Okay.
And as of that, he was still waiting on U.S. Monastir and E.S. Radies. I don't know where countries he's playing. Yalova Store.
What is the likelihood you nailed the phonetics on that last one?
There is not a chance in hell I've gotten any of this right. I don't know how to pronounce any of this.
So these happened already, though. So these happened already.
He sent me this morning, so he already
got three right. Well, I want tonight. Let's text him and for the power hour, let's text him and say, hey, in 90 minutes, we have a power hour where we're giving out bets for tonight. And I'll give the I don't have a strong feel for either NBA game tonight. We can do those there as well, the NBA games tonight. I want a Chinese basketball parlay. That's what I would like, if it's possible. Right. If we can get in touch
I'll text him after this and say we're talking about
a guy. I'm assuming it's a guy, but
Yeah. So there's so Tunisia. One of these plays in Tunisia. We're getting research on these teams. Good for him. The last one is the Yalova Spor and Anadolu Efes over 164.5.
Sounds Turkish. Ends in Spor.
Maybe.
Sounds Turkish.
That sounds like that might be Turkish basketball league. Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't know how he does this. All of a sudden, it's been a thing with him, and he's super proud of it, and it's making me jealous. I mean, I got other ones on here. Like, I just couldn't believe it. You know how you just... He's like, I got a system. He's the dude that's got a system. And I'm like, what is your system? I thought Ken Barkley had a system. I may have found his match. We may have somebody with even more of a system.
For people tuning in to hear my MVP pick, I promise it's coming. Can we appreciate for anybody who's watching live right now that Mike Brown, our video producer slash like kind of graphics producer, was so elated. So he actually has odds for all of the games in these leagues, and he can animate them on the screen like he does. So I look to my right and I see Eagles v Blue Whales with like a side total. And I'm like, as if this was Chiefs Bills on Sunday, as if there was just no difference between the two of them, like actually very, very funny. So is there any way, can we like call your friend in the next break and like, make sure we get like, I want a parlay for the power hour of Chinese basketball.
I don't know if he's working. I got to text him. I will see what he's doing, but we will find out.
Let's reach out. Friends of friends. Let's put out some feelers. Yes, we need
friends of
power
friends.
Hour. Does not have a lot going on tonight. College basketball will take up most of the time. Busy NHL night from Bill, but very little NBA. You know, golf bets. So some stuff, but like some space. If we had a Chinese basketball parlay, that would be pretty exceptional.
I think we'll come up. We'll get like at least a three or four leg parlay from him. I think that'll be the minimum. I'll see what it is. Or does it have to be? Can it just be any of these overseas leagues? It might be better if it's a multi league.
Oh yeah, it's got to be international. International flair. Yeah. I want to hit all of them. Like I want to cross sport the heck out of this thing. Like I want multi continent. I want everything. Yeah.
I will text him during the break and I'll see what we can work out here.
Awesome. Can I do my MVP thing here? I'm dying.
Yes, I know you were important. You want to get the MVP. In my defense, you started this, so you sent us off on this tangent.
If your friend gives us the parlay, I'll finish it in the power hour. I'm putting that thing in. Yeah, it's
absolutely going to ask him.
I want to, Scott, just do me a favor, put the MVPs in our chat again, because we were just typing about
we're
Turkish
getting
basketball
nothing but all the background on
messages.
All of these teams.
I was like looking over for the MVPs from Bet Rivers, and I was like, I don't need to know about Monastir right now. I need to know what the prices
He's
are for MVP at Bet
Wikipedia,
Rivers.
Clearly.
Okay. So here's, so Bet Rivers is our show sponsor. I'm going to read the Bet Rivers odds, and then I'm going to do this whole thing. So MVP at Bet Rivers. Curry +160, Giannis +275, Jokic 6-1, Durant Embiid 12-1, John Morant 16-1. Those are the Bet Rivers odds. NBA MVP is an awesome market to bet into right now, in my opinion, of awards markets. Now, you might hate MVP in general because they awarded in July and it's January, but of awards markets, there's actually a really weird, I think, pivot point that's like about to happen right now. I think there's a ton of stuff that's leading into it. I actually think this is like a really cool time to bet this. If you like betting these types of things, I think it's a really fun time to do it. There's a ton of stuff going on. First thing, I think Steph Curry is an incredibly vulnerable favorite to win the award, as in someone you should be looking to attack and bet against. I have seen him listed in many places that take big limits as minus 150 or minus 125 in a lot of places. I think that's insane. And I think the start of this, the start of identifying this opportunity to me, and this is just my opinion, doesn't have to be fact, it's just what I think about the award market. It has to start with that you thinking the favorite's vulnerable if we get to this point in the season. If you look at any advanced metric that anyone smart has ever created, Steph Curry is not in the zip code of any of the other superstar players. He has not nearly played to that level so far this year. Now, he had a torrid start, and then he broke the record for threes, and that's what allowed him to launch into the stratosphere that he currently occupies on the back of that accomplishment and outstanding early season success and outstanding team success when it wasn't totally expected that they would be that good to start the year. People thought they'd be good. People didn't think they'd be this good. All of that built this momentum for his case, except when you kind of get into the underbelly of his case, like the actual game-to-game statistics of how he's playing, not anywhere close. PER, he's like 25th. Box plus minus, all the advanced plus minus statistics, there's like five of them that people have created now. Not in the zip code of the other players we're going to talk about. So step one is you have to have a vulnerable favorite. If I thought he was going to win, why would I bet this? Wouldn't make it, even if I liked other players, if I really thought Curry was like rock solid as a favorite, why would I bet this? Wouldn't bet it. They've also started to play a little worse, which helps a little bit too, because them winning 70 games would probably be pretty bad for him not winning MVP. But seems like they're going to have like a normal, respectable, like top three seed record. So you have a vulnerable favorite. Now you have a second kind of catalyst that's come in. Durant gets hurt. One of the three kind of like co-favorite type players, Giannis, Curry, Durant, basically the entire season, he gets hurt. Anytime there is an injury for an award market, the market is always going to be, and this market's actually moved faster than it usually does, it's going to be a slow glacial process to phase that player out of the market. So when an injury like this happens, so Durant's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks, I think it's going to be longer than that because they don't have to have him back and the playoffs are so much more important, but like 4 to 6, I'll give you the timetable that's quoted, no problem. If that's true, I think his chances of winning the award are 0%. Actually zero, like 0.00000. I think there's no chance. And that hasn't been reflected necessarily in the market yet. He's still the fourth choice. He was the third choice yesterday. So things are sliding, but they haven't finished sliding. So you have this two catalysts. You have a vulnerable favorite, and you have one of the other guys gets hurt. Okay, this sounds like an awesome chance to step in and play. So think about it before I even tell you who I like. And Nick, you might have a guy that you like too. We might even share the same opinion. I don't think we do, but I'll be curious to get your thought on it. Just the setting to bet into this market, I think is really interesting. So if you, the person listening, you don't have to agree with my take on who I like. If you like somebody else, this is a really interesting time to get involved and register that opinion because Durant hasn't been totally phased out yet. And I think there's a lot of room for Curry's price to give. And that percent's going to go somewhere. And I can't guarantee you who it's going to go to. Someone else could get hurt. Guy I like might get hurt. Certainly gets hurt all the time. And it just, I don't know necessarily where it's going, but it's going to go somewhere. And you're trying to predict where all this win probability is going to go. So maybe it goes to Jokic. Maybe it goes to John Morant. Maybe it goes to Giannis. Maybe it goes to Joel Embiid. Maybe it goes to somebody that I'm not even going to talk about in this segment. Maybe it goes to, you know, DeMar DeRozan or something. I don't know. Somebody like really kind of out there in terms of a guy who can win. Maybe it goes to Devin Booker, you know, as the Suns like start to maybe put together a case to be the one seed. So you don't have to agree with me, but the conditions to make a bet here on anybody are awesome. The player that I have bet already and would advocate for, honestly, even though the prices are a little less, is Embiid by a lot, actually, over some of the other candidates. So prior to the Durant injury, he's 30. So I have some 30 and I have some 20. Those are the two prices that I bet. There are 20s right now. They exist. I saw three of them 5 minutes ago. So they're not everywhere, but they exist. There are 15s. There are 18s. There are also 12s and 10s and less. But so I'm just telling you, like, because this market's in movement right now and a lot of things are happening, the prices probably aren't going to be exactly the same everywhere. So the best price you can find on Embiid, I'd bet a 15, I'd bet a 20 on him still. I think the price has a ton of room to crash. If you, and to me, the key to this case is, first of all, he checks all the historical boxes. He almost won the award last year. It's sort of an echelon, like you have to move up tiers in your yes. career to get to MVP winner, which is the hurdle that John Morant has to clear this year. Is he has to be Derrick Rose, basically, and win when there was no, like, didn't come in third, didn't come in second. We weren't used to him being a contender. That's John Morant's problem this year. It doesn't mean he can't win. It's just a big hurdle. Embiid doesn't have to clear that hurdle. He's already, like, been in the mix before. Like, maybe would have won last year if he hadn't gotten hurt. The key to this case, I think, is that among all the players who really can win, so that's like Giannis, Jokic, him, are kind of the three that stand out, basically. All three of them are incredibly close in every advanced statistical category. So it's not that the other two can't win. It's that I think the difference between the three of them is almost nothing. And if the difference between the three of them is almost nothing, and one is 2, and one is 6, and one is 20, then which one should I be betting right now? Especially the one that's like playing really well right now. And I'll give you one other case real quick because we're going to go to break. The Sixers are about to enter a very advantageous part of their schedule. They played a ton of road games the last few weeks in the last month and a half. I think they play like 5 of their next 7 at home and 11 of their next 13. So ton of home games. Ton of games as projected favorites, where Embiid can continue to rack up statistics. Like February 1st, I can see this market looking a lot different. Curry, Giannis, Jokic, Embiid, all kind of actually around the same price. Kind of an interesting MVP race, maybe down the stretch. So I think Embiid's price has a little bit of room to crash. It's not that I think he's going to win. He could get hurt tomorrow. Of course he could. He's Joel Embiid. But like, should the difference between him and everybody else be as massive as the market is currently reflecting it? My argument to that is no, it shouldn't. And so that merits a bet. So I know there's a little long-winded, but that's kind of my case there, Nick.
No, but it makes sense. And that's what you have to do is kind of rule a lot of this out. And you know, the one thing you tend to rule out is somebody that's just on the rise. That would be John Morant, 16-1 right now, probably not his year yet. It's going to take another year, but that's where Embiid was last year. So it makes sense. Now, the only other thing to keep in mind is that Jokic won before. Back-to-back tends to be a very common thing if you look at the history of the
MVP. Let's do more of this coming back. There's a lot of good stuff here. Let's do more coming back.
There's a lot more of this. We'll look at some of the futures as well for teams winning the East and the West. It's You Better You Bet on BetQL.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's You Better You Bet with Ken Barkley and Nick Ashew on BetQL.
Good news, buddy. I'm in contact with my mysterious friend who is very good at betting random teams across the globe in basketball, and he's going to try to put together a parlay for us for the Power Hour. So just
happy
so you know,
Love
this
it.
May be happening. He's like, all right, I got to put another one together. I got a system and we'll see if this is going to work again. So no guarantees. As he said before, he said, I did a lot of losing before I was able to figure this out. So he's gotten it down now.
The old Chinese basketball parlor, international basketball parlor.
Yeah, because it's like Tunisian basketball. And it's, yeah. I mean, those team names I read off are from all over the place. It's ridiculous. So we'll have that for the power hour at some point. Again, it is going to be difficult for me to even pronounce the names, but I will do it. I will give it the old college try because it seems to be popular. Plus, with only two games tonight, I mean, why not? Why not take a little swing on something a little international and see what happens with it?
Yeah. Can I give an update to what we talked about in the last segment real quick?
You can.
I feel like it's worth an update.
All right.
Well, just so like, I actually want to open up one thing while I give this update.
By the way, I love when it's like a tab thing with you and you're like, hold on, I got to get a tab open again.
Well, it's important. Well, it's important for in full disclosure, basically. So I, you know, work with a few people or communicate betting information back and forth with them. We're all on Embiid. and as a result, I think we've caused the prices to crash in a couple places. I do still see a 20. I also see a 15. I see a lot of 12s. If 12 is the only thing you have access to, I don't think you're like super late to the party. It was 20, it was 15, now it's 12. I think there's a lot of room for 12 to crash. My advice was just, hey, don't grab 12 if there's 20. That was just all I was saying. Mm-hmm. If there's 12, I'd still bet 12. How about this? Kevin Durant and Joel Embiid currently have the same odds to win the MVP award. One has a 0% chance of winning, and the other has a not 0% chance of winning. So does this seem like an efficient market yet to you when they have the same price? Consider that for just a second. So my apologies, just as the number, I mean, I'm literally getting messages from people like, hey, man, I bet it already. Like it moved. Hey, like this. I have a bunch of these from over the course of the show. So things are in motion. I guess that's the right way to put it. Basically, I'm not saying I caused the price market to crash on its own. I'm sure a lot of people are looking at these markets and thinking the same thing that I'm thinking, which is that they present an opportunity. I think the good news is, think about what I just said about the schedule with Philly, right? Like, is it more likely that the price is currently 12? We'll use Bet Rivers price now because it's close to consensus.
It's 12.
Price is currently 12.
Yep.
What is more likely to happen, up or down? Now, up would be like he gets hurt, so the price goes from 12 to 30 to 50 to off the board. The Sixers could lose a ton. That seems pretty unlikely given the schedule that's upcoming for them and the fact that they play so many home games coming up. Okay, but like those are things to consider. Like those are ways in which the bet could immediately be not valuable. Okay, what are the ways in which the price could drop? Literally, if he just keeps playing like this, so nothing has to change. He just plays at these averages. Price is crashing. Just is, because they're going to keep winning and he's going to keep putting up 30 and 8 and Curry's going to keep shooting terrible and Durant's hurt and Jokic is going to keep playing for a 500 team. Where's like what's happening to the price in that situation? It's dropping. Also, one thing I didn't get to before the break. Sorry, I'm hijacking the segment for a couple minutes again. And then I promise I'll give you some space here. My apologies, but I just want to do this.
This is on the back end here, man. This is all you. I'm taking notes.
Really, really important. There is a wild card here. There's two chances for the price to drop and really create like a very, very interesting candidacy. One is narrative, which is extremely important to winning the MVP award. You did a great job detailing this during the break. The idea of the voters really always want the next, you know, what was it? What was the next big thing, basically? What was the Michael Lewis book?
Thing? It's like the are with it is the flavor of the month. I wrote about this at the beginning of the season at BetQL.com, where if you go back and look at the history of the award, it's always been, even the biggest stars, it's never more than back-to-back titles or back-to-back MVPs, and then they move on to somebody else. The last player to win 3 out of 4 years was Magic Johnson. Larry Bird was the last to win 3 straight. I mean, LeBron was always twice. Jordan was always twice in a row. Giannis was twice in a row. Tim Duncan was twice in a row. So you got to kind of look at that. That's what maybe would make me at least consider Nikola Jokic right now, just in the sense that he's kind of carrying the Nuggets by himself. But yeah, if you look, then there becomes the next name up where you kind of get mentioned in the conversation, but you're not quite there. That would be a Ja Morant, but that was Joel Embiid last year. Which makes a lot of sense, where he could then be elevated to that next status right now, especially if the Sixers start to play better. They're only the 6th seed in the Eastern Conference right now, but if that starts to climb, because record also matters too, it looks more and more, like you said, narrative, he's carrying the team because you don't have Ben Simmons. It's been all Joel Embiid by himself, and if he can stay healthy, they start winning more games. I think that's when you're going to start to see that price not have as much value, and now you're going to get more and more people having the conversation about maybe Joel Embiid being the front runner again to win it.
Right, and if you're saying to yourself, well, I haven't heard a lot about Joel Embiid so far this year. Why would I make this bet? I haven't heard a lot about him. Because you haven't heard a lot about him, that's why he's 12-1. Because if you'd heard a lot about him, he'd be John Morant, and who's 10-1 in a bunch of places to win the award. He's 16 at Bet Rivers. We've heard about is John Morant, and that's why the price is fresh. Who did we hear about ad nauseum for 70 straight days to start the season? Steph Curry. Why do you think he's plus 160? Because he's playing better than everybody else? Not even close. It's because we heard a lot about him. So when you get media, press, price crashes. Haven't had any of that with Embiid so far. None of it. Which means I think there's like an opportunity to get a ton of it going forward, honestly. I mean, what have we heard about Embiid? He got dunked on by Kyle Kuzma last night. That's basically what we heard about him. He also went 30-8 basically in that game. So like, I just think like the reason it's, you're going to think to yourself, like, this is really weird. Like, I can't make this bet. Like he's so far behind these guys. Like Curry's like, you know, sort of like playing on this unstoppable team, and Giannis is so good, and like Jokic, and all I hear about is these guys. You haven't heard about Embiid, which is why the price is 12. And if you start hearing about him, it ain't going to be 12 anymore. So you're trying to get ahead of something, basically. Doesn't mean that there aren't risks. Doesn't mean this is some locked in amazing bet that he's definitely going to win. But you mentioned that every player, and I'll just kind of paraphrase, every player, essentially a superstar player, has an arc in terms of their MVP possibility, not even to win, but like they'll come into the league. They basically can never win in the first couple of years. Like Derrick Rose, basically the only person who's ever hit the mark that early in his career. You have an arc, then basically years like 3 to 7 is kind of like your MVP arc, basically. Mm-hmm. Then you'll have a couple years where you can win multiple, you can place really highly in voting, whatever. And then as you start to hit 28 to 32, you're going to start to decline. You're going to drop out of the voting. And unless you're LeBron or Shaq or Jordan or like this truly transcendent player, you're really never coming back in terms of the voting again. It's just like they're on to the voters are on to the next thing, man. Like they're done with you and they're ready for whoever just got drafted number one 3 years ago and who's starting to come up and play really well. So the great news for Embiid in this situation, now this is good news for a few people. For Jokic, it's great because he won last year. His arc's still going on. So yep. Like he's like can still win.
He's can still right win in there.
Advanced metrics, insane. Team performance might hurt him a little bit. And just even a little atrophy that he won already. And I still think people don't even think he deserved that one. And he kind of got it because the other guys got hurt. And like, so I think there's even a little bit with him where like, do people want him to be a back-to-back MVP winner? And I have no problem with it. He's awesome, but I'm trying to think like how voters think. And I think they might have a problem with that, honestly. Like, I think they actually might have a problem with him winning back-to-back MVP awards. So, you know, he can win, and this isn't really an anti-him thing. It's just his price is already depressed a little bit. Giannis, it's kind of interesting because, like, Giannis has been very high up in the voting. He's won. It's just, like, is his arc starting to kind of decline where we're done awarding it to him?
Yeah.
He's amazing. He's the best player in the league.
We've had enough.
I think we're good. I think we're just good with you. I think we're going to move on to somebody else. You know, this happened with James Harden, basically, right? And then it's like, you know, Harden starts to get that pub, and I'm like, he ain't winning. Like, arc's over. Like, arc ain't coming back. And it's just interesting. So I think Morant's arc is just starting, and he's not there yet, and he will be really soon. You and I were joking during the break, like, Luka and him next year for 3 to 4 years, that might be it, honestly, as Giannis's arc starts to kind of decline and those two pick up tremendously to meet it. That would be amazing. That would be really, it's going to be really, really fun to watch if it ends up being those two players. So just, you know, all of these circumstances with Embiid could have won last year, obviously finished pretty hype in the voting, you know, seems perfectly kind of destined to take that next step at some point, as long as he stays healthy, which is a big if, but again, the price that you're getting. So if you're just tuning in, you go, hey, I can't find the 20 anymore. My bad. I also gave it to other people that I, you know, exchanged information with. We all hit it. 12's fine, honestly. And I'm not saying that because it was 20 and now it's 16. What if it's 12, where's the price more likely to go up or down based on the circumstances of the award right now? Durant's price is going to get zeroed out pretty soon. That has to go somewhere. And Steph Curry's probably going to start increasing more and more as everyone starts becoming aware of how poor he's been playing versus how we think he's played. It's like the meeting of those two things, how we think he played. And then we actually look and we go, oh, really? Like, that's it. Those are the numbers. That's the true shooting. Oh, actually, you know, he's going to be just one of many candidates, basically. So anyway, we almost took two segments on that, but I'm finally done. I promise.
It's also why, too, though, DeMar DeRozan, I know his name gets thrown around in it. I we're past his arc. Like when you talk about these arcs, yeah. I feel like
you can't just be the best player on the best team. Not good enough. It's not good enough to be the best player on the best team.
There's also, they award kind of the guys that are up and coming, becoming one of the best players in the league at that moment. You're the flavor of the month. And as good as DeMar DeRozan's been, his career just doesn't, it hasn't been MVP career. You don't think of it as an MVP, and voting leans in that direction. Because people do think about that when they make these decisions and they're going in there and voting, but it's tough, man. Yeah. Like the more and more I sit here and look at MVP, it's harder and harder to really pinpoint, you know, where this award is going to go this year. And I think some of it will have to do too with how these,
it's going to be crazy. It could be really crazy.
Over the next couple of months, as we see teams either trend up or trend down more, that's going to obviously affect a ton of this too. Cause Golden State, like you said, hasn't played well. Look how far the Lakers have fallen now, where they had the second best odds for a good portion of the season. They're down to 14-1 to win the title with the Heat. Like, it's just still at that point now where you need to look ahead and you've got to kind of have an idea of where, what the narrative is going to be. And that's always difficult, right? To predict what a narrative is, but we're kind of at that point where you've got to predict what Joel Embiid and the Sixers narrative is going to be. And it honestly does make a lot of sense because he's going to have to carry that team without Ben Simmons because he ain't coming back.
Right. I totally agree. So the narrative around him was sort of the first thing I mentioned. There were two things. And the second is, there is the possibility that they make a trade and trade Simmons and get even better and like get that one seed going away. They're two games behind the Nets in the division right now, I think. And Durant's out for 4 to 6 weeks. Where are the Sixers going to be in the division 3 weeks from now? Like, where are the Sixers going to be in the division 2 months from now? Again, like, just play this out a little bit. Like, it's not hard to play it out. Can Embiid get hurt tomorrow? Yes. It's not a certainty that they're going to do this. But what is the most likely thing to happen? Them to continue to play really well, him to continue to play really well, and all of these other players to continue on their trajectories.
It's going to be a wild down to the finish MVP race, it feels like, this year. But, you know, people still love Steph Curry. I know you're right, but people still love Steph Curry, and that's something that can certainly be a factor in this as well. We're going to talk some college hoops next with Patrick Stevens of the Washington Post. This is You Better You Bet on BetQL.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.